In the dimly lit alleyways of New York City, amidst the cacophony of hooting cars and the gentle rustle of windswept newspapers, there lived a cat named Vinny. Vinny was no ordinary cat, mind you. He was, by every whisker and paw, the world's best stand-up comedian cat, a title he wore with a pride that could rival the fluffiness of his tail. Vinny's foray into comedy wasn't intentional. It began one chilly evening when he found himself inadvertently locked out of Mrs. Fluffernutter's apartment where he resided. With nothing but time and nine lives to kill, he sauntered onto a makeshift stage in the alley, really just an overturned garbage can, and began regaling the night's assortment of strays, pigeons, and the occasional rat with tales of his domestic woes. It wasn't long before word of Vinny's wit spread far beyond the confines of his alleyway audience. Cats from neighboring boroughs would slip away from the comforts of their human abodes just to catch a glimpse of Vinny's furred brow arch in comic revelation, or to hear his melodious purring punchlines that always landed with impeccable timing. He was a sensation, a feline George Carlin, if you will, armed with nothing but his sharp tongue and an even sharper mind. Vinny's material, unlike the yarn balls he so disdainfully ignored at home, covered a broad spectrum. He ranted about everything from the absurdity of catnip addiction. It's like one minute you're batting a mouse toy around, and the next you're sprawled out on the floor contemplating your existence and the futility of chasing laser pointers, to the existential dread of the red dot that could never be caught. He even touched upon the philosophical implications of having nine lives in a world where curiosity was supposedly lethal. His humor was as layered as lasagna, a dish he once humorously claimed to have more in common with than Garfield. "We both have layers," he'd purr into the microphone, "but at least I can admit that my love for lasagna is purely platonic." The tales of Vinny's comedic prowess eventually attracted a human audience. They would gather around the alley, peeking over trash bins and around corners, smartphones in hand, ready to capture the magic of the world's first stand-up comedian cat. Videos of Vinny went viral overnight, turning him into a global phenomenon. The cat was out of the bag, and the world couldn't get enough. But fame, as it often does, brought its own set of challenges. Vinny found himself torn between the allure of the limelight and the comfort of Mrs. Fluffernutter's warm lap. Agents and promoters were relentless, offering him deals for tours that spanned continents, cat food endorsements, and even a Netflix special titled Nine Lives of Laughter. Yet in his heart, Vinny knew that the glitzy world of celebrity was no place for a cat who found joy in the simple things, like a sunbeam perfectly positioned for an afternoon nap. In a move that shocked the world, Vinny decided to retire at the peak of his career. He issued a statement through a series of meows, which Mrs. Fluffernutter graciously translated, "I've decided to step back from the public eye and focus on my personal growth, perhaps pursue a hobby like birdwatching or sleeping for 16 hours straight. I thank my fans for their unwavering support, but please remember, the greatest comedy lies not on a stage, but in the everyday follies of life." Vinny's departure from the comedy scene left a void that no cat, no matter how charismatic or fluffy, could fill. He became a legend, a whisper on the wind that tickled the ears of aspiring comedian cats everywhere, encouraging them to look for humor in the mundane. In the end, Vinny returned to his life of leisure and simplicity, content with the knowledge that he had, for a brief moment, united the world in laughter. And though he no longer performed, the streets of New York still echo with tales of his comedic genius, a legacy as enduring as the city itself. Vinny, the world's best stand-up comedian cat, had proven that humor knows no species and that sometimes the smallest voices can tell the biggest stories. And in those moments of reflection, he'd simply smile in a manner most peculiar to felines, knowing that in every alleyway, behind each trash can, and within every cardboard box, there lied an opportunity for comedy waiting to be uncovered.